You think you can get away with that? Oh, Pat don't mean nothing, Martin. You just need dough to stay on the land. That isn't the way I remember it. If a grand is in here by Tuesday, I'd have to do something I don't want to do. How does that mean to you? But the man is going to steal and plenty. All he means is he might have to take a job. Plus, dough to stay on the land. You know that, Martin.
All I know is Lita gave me the job for taking him. Letting him drive him out by Pat Martin and stay around isn't for taking anybody.
So what are you going to do?
Catch him buffalo.
I'd like to take a little trip here.
You ever seen my eyes before,
Just where you want to go?
I'd hide next door to Buffalo, pal. Look like that ought to bring us with an easy rifle shot for Pat Lundy.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Don't Write, Telephone, starring Jack LaRue. Does Not Pay, starring Jack LaRue as Marty White in Don't Write, Telephone. Every thriving business, no matter where or what, has assets. When the owner or the manager takes a leave of absence, goes on a business trip, or merely on vacation, he tries to see to it that those valuable assets are protected. The same procedure applies to organized crime, which operates in a very business-like manner. The assets of organized crime are the territories it controls and the rackets by which it profits. And when the boss in any district leaves town, a picked lieutenant is charged for the protection of those assets. Therefore, when the moment came, we are done, big boss in the city, called in Marty White.
You sent for me, Leo?
Yeah. So he's gone, Marty.
Well, I heard him. You see, nobody ever bothers me.
I know. That's why I sent for you.
Well, what's up? The UDA?
Yes. That overgrown flatfoot is actually trying to make good on the promises he made to the judge who elected him.
Well, I haven't taken his hair off.
Now, that wouldn't be smart. Funny about the dumbheads who elect characters like the DA. Knock off their boy and they get real mad.
And nobody operates until somebody tries for the job. No sense paying off that way unless you have to.
I get it. So you're closing shop for a while, huh?
No, not exactly, Marty. Me and the boys are going on a lam for a while, till the town cools off. Meantime, we thought you might like to run the joint for us.
Could be. What's in it?
Well, you'll be taken care of. At least 10% of the take while we're out of town. More if you do a good job.
Yeah, am I supposed to do this by myself?
I can have Shiv Canal. Everybody else is hot on a pistol.
Well, you got a deal. When?
Now. I'm catching a plane tonight.
You were pretty sure, weren't you, Leo?
Sure, I was sure. Nobody ever says no to Leo Dunn. Not even Marty White. He lived very long afterwards.
Marty. Marty.
Something on your mind, sir?
You ain't even looked at the mail yet.
Nothing in it.
How can you tell? You ain't even looked.
I can tell you all about this job. Come in around noon, sit here till 6, make a few rounds till 11, hit a couple of the clubs till 3, same tired day and the same tired routine. Go home, hit the sack. The next day, the same thing. First thing you know, I'll be going to church on Sunday just so to break the monotony.
What would you expect, fireworks or something?
You know Leo and the fellas got this territory sewed up like a Scotchman's pocket.
Now, I figured something would happen. Something would get out of line. I don't know. Something.
When nothing happens, that's okay by me. Hey, read the mail.
I told you there's nothing in it.
Yeah, yeah. This was marked from Buffalo. Pat Mangan, it looks like. He stashed himself in Buffalo, ain't he?
Now, yeah, I think so. Oh, okay, let's see what he's got to say. Well, what do you know? Get this, Shiv. You see, dear Marty, seeing as how you are standing in for Leo, I am writing this to you. As you no doubt know, I am sitting here where they tell me McKinley got knocked off because all of us had to lamb out of town on account of a certain character getting very busy in our custom hangout. So I am here not on account of I want to be, but because when I hear an order, I do so. But now I'm out of dough. I am clean. I am strictly on my upper, so to speak. I therefore request a roll. I figure a grand will do me until we can go back into business. And if a grand isn't here by Tuesday, I'll have to do something I don't want to do. Awaiting a reply quick and fast, I remain very true to yours, Pat Mangan.
You don't like the good English. Not on account of I want to. That don't sound right to me.
Mm-hmm. So he thinks he can get away with that.
Oh, Cat don't mean nothing, Marty. He just needs dough to stay in the land.
That isn't the way I read it. And if a grand isn't here by Tuesday, I'll have to do something I don't want to do. How does that read to you, except that Mangan is going to squeal and plenty?
All he means is he might have to take a job. It costs dough to stay in the land. You know that, Marty.
All I know is Leo gave me the job of protecting him. Letting a blabbermouth like Cat Mangan stay around isn't protecting anybody.
So what are you going to do? Cats in Buffalo.
How would you like to take a little trip, Shiv? You ever seen Niagara Falls,
What for you want to go up there?
Niagara's right next door to Buffalo, pal. A trip like that ought to bring us with an easy rifle shot of Cat Mangan.
Well, 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 Marty White, as I live and breathe.
Hiya, Paul.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, not since you did that little job for me across the border. How have you been?
Okay, within reason. You know Shiv Scannell, Shiv? Paul's Moran.
Hiya, Mr. Moran.
Glad to have you in our town, Scannell. Well, what's the pitch, Marty? I thought you were keeping an eye on things for Leo.
I am. That's why I'm here.
So, what do you think is wrong?
Nothing, as far as you're concerned.
Well, what then?
Cat Mangan is hiding out up here.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know. He had a report to you, same as we did.
What about Cat?
He wrote a letter.
I always say don't write telephone, especially with women.
Maybe Cat should have done that, too.
That's so? Excuse me, Mr. Moran. I don't think...
Shut up! You don't think.
Okay.
Neat little warning typed on the end. Pay or else.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. That's why I'm here.
What do you want from me?
This is your territory.
Definitely.
Well, I want an okay to take care of Mangan. Here.
You think he means it?
Well, he wrote it, so he's thinking about it. If he's thinking about it, how far is he from doing it?
Well, all right, you got it. How?
Well, we got his address in a room across the street. I brought my rifle.
Just fit it for a silencer. All right. But if you get in Dutch, don't ask for me. That's all.
We won't. Either way. See you around, Falls. After a while.
Will you, Shiv?
I can't sit no more. 2 days we've been here. Not a sign of
them. Let's stand. Just stop walking up and down.
Can't help it, Marty. I ain't like you. I can't sit at no window for 2 days holding a rifle.
Why not?
Nothing to it. When you have to use a rifle and you need any skills.
Let me go out for a walk, Mike.
Now, what's with you, Shiv? You're nervous?
No. Ever since I did that time, I can't stay in a room and I can't go out. I gotta walk.
Well, you walk. As soon as the job is done.
Who's that?
Well, you won't know till you ask.
Who's that?
That's you, Shiv. This is Paul. Marty there.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Come on in.
Well, nice layout you got here, Marty. It'll go until we're through. Nice rifle, too. Too bad you're not going to get to use it.
Why not?
You're protecting Mangan.
I don't have to. He's lammed again.
What?
You're kidding, Mr. Morris.
No, I'm not.
He must have spotted you when you took this room. In any case, he's conned some dough out of a couple of girls and headed west.
How far west?
He turned up in Detroit. Boys out there knew he'd been holed up here. I asked if I wanted him for anything.
What's he doing there?
Dealing. A joint on Wabash. I've got the address. You want it?
Want it? Pack up, Shiv. We're heading west. Next stop, the Motor Metropolis. Thanks for the tip, Paul. Do you a favor sometime.
How much longer, Marty?
Till he comes out.
3 a.m. already.
Cut the phone and dance. We're here. We're waiting.
Okay, okay. Only I thought...
Never mind what you thought. You drive. I'll do the thinking and the shooting.
I heard you. Can I turn the heater, Marty? I'm cold.
Go ahead. Do you have to ask everything? Hold it.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's the cat. Right down the stoop. Why, you had nothing to worry about.
Let's get him, Marty, so we can get out of here.
Let me get close. The 38 isn't like a rifle.
He's getting in that car, Marty.
After him, quick.
That's a nice turn. Get him on the fly, Marty.
Can't, street's too rough.
Look at him go.
Keep after him.
I'm doing my best.
Keep in your sight, will you?
I'm trying.
More of rotten luck. You think he saw us?
Maybe, maybe not. Luck is right. That's why they call him Cat. He's got 9 lives.
Anybody in the car waiting for him?
There must have been. I didn't hear no starter.
Somebody's tipping. Keep on his tail, will you?
I'm keeping. Where's this road go to?
Don't you recognize it, Jerry? We came over in the opposite direction yesterday. This is the way to the airport.
That's pretty.
Yeah, very pretty. With Mangan in a border. That character's plenty lucky.
Where we heading, Marty?
To the bulletin board. They usually have a timetable packed on it.
Why, are we going someplace?
I'm not sure yet. We'll see. Here it is. Flight 309 leaves here at 3:20. Stops in Chicago, then straight through to Los Angeles.
Cattle stay in Chicago.
Not him. He knows we're looking for him now. And Chicago's unhealthy. He'll go on through.
So what are we going to do?
We'll wait a while. Let him think he shook us. Then I think we'll see what the weather's like in sunny California.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Don't Write, Telephone. We continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Jack LaRue as Marty White in Don't Write, Telephone. Marty, with Jim tagging along, hung around Detroit for a week, letting it be known in the proper places that they had no further interest in Cat Mangan. But once Marty felt certain that the grapevine, for whatever source had tipped off Cat before, had advised their targets that he was no longer wanted, he took the next plane for California, complete with hunting equipment and a protesting ship.
I don't like it.
down there, Shiv.
Pretty country.
I hate flying.
Well, you said the plane Cat took was pretty.
Cat was on it, not me.
What's wrong? You'd rather spend 3 days on the train?
The train you can get off. This is like in college. Only 8 inches on the ground. You can't walk, not even from the cell door to the window.
I get it. Before you know it, we'll be in California.
But I'm afraid of it. Maybe we won't know it.
Now you'll know it once we get there.
Once we get there. Where you got the rod, buddy?
Suitcase in the baggage. Or the city. Numbers filed off. Nobody will ever trace them, not even the cops.
Get a good look at that dame?
What dame?
Well, in the uniform, or go to the plane.
You been making any passes?
Me? Passes? No, of course not.
Well, see that you don't. We've got enough trouble on this operation. No dames, understand?
Yeah, I understand. Only I still think you got that letter all wrong. And I got a feeling about this job. The whole thing smells like trouble to me.
So, you're Marty White, huh? When'd you blow in?
Last night.
Alone?
No, I left Shiv at the hotel. Getting his land legs back. He sure hates flying.
You must have been in an awful hurry to get here.
I was, Fletcher. I understand you only have a few days of sunshine each year. So I wanted to catch the good weather.
Never mind the bum jokes, White. What do you want in my territory?
I want Cat Mangan.
He's minding his own business, living in a little place over in Alta Vista. No trouble.
Well, he wrote a letter. Said he'd talk unless I let him have a grand of Leo Dunn's money.
Oh, Cat's not that crazy.
Well, see for yourself. I carried that thing from home to Buffalo, to Detroit, now here. Excuse the creases.
I see. I'll have to do something I don't want to do. It's clear enough. Never thought Cat had tried something like this just for dough. Okay, what do you want from me?
Cat's address.
Ask the girl for it on your way.
And you're okay to take care of him here.
You've got that already.
And can you charter a plane for me?
How big?
Well, big enough for Shiv and me and the pilot. And big enough to get from here to Frisco or Las Vegas. We've had east from either place.
I'll take care of it. When are you working?
Tonight.
All right. Call me before you leave the hotel. I'll tell you which airport and the make and number. And as the saying goes, Marty, good hunting.
In there, where's his car?
The garage is attached. The big door. You go in right from the house.
I was going to get him without a chopper. He flies right out, that is.
Watch and see. That's his garage.
Like this? He flies out and you don't do nothing?
No, not yet. He'll be back. He thinks he's safe. Okay, Shiv, drive up that driveway and block it. We can wait until he comes home. Headlights coming up the hill, Shiv.
Think it's him?
Oh, we'll find out in a minute. Oh, the sucker, the crazy sucker. He's getting out to see who we are.
Where you going, Marty?
No place. Just to meet our long-lost pal. So, you thought you'd sing, did you, Cat? Well, here's your grand from Leo with interest. Okay, Shiv, let's ride.
He's dead, Marty?
Three pieces of lead in him, I'm sure.
Where are we going now?
Straight out to the Burbank Airport.
Marty, we ain't gonna fly again.
You want to get home, don't you? Hear them? No, Carl, I don't hear any bells. That's no fire engine.
So quick?
You must have heard the shots. First bad break. Put it on, Shiv. There's a plane waiting for us. Let him chase us. We got wings once we hit that airport.
Sheriff.
Right onto the field.
Check.
There it is, the little one with the engine turning over. Here's where we ditched the buggy.
I don't know which I hate most, flying or cops.
And I kid you, fly. But first run for it.
Will you smell like trouble?
David, tell me when we get home. Is the ship Fletcher chartered?
Sure is. You guys are in an awful hurry.
No time to talk. Let's go.
I can't. I got to get cleared from the tower.
You heard that. Cop, run your engine.
I can't. I'll lose my license.
You see this? You'll lose more than your license. You don't take off right now.
Marty, those cops, they're stopping next to a jalopy.
Okay, fly boy. Do you fly or do you get a hole in your head?
Sure looks like I fly.
NC-56478 from Burbank Tower. NC-56478 from Burbank Tower. Return to field at once. You have taken off without clearance. Return to field at once. Over.
Burbank from 56478. Can't come back. There's a gun in my back.
Foley, jump him.
Cut that radio, you. Burbank, I'm being snatched. Cut that radio, I said. Let go of my arm. You want to kill us all?
NC-56478 from Burbank. Where are you heading? Who are your passengers? Over. 56478 from Burbank. 56478 from Burbank. Come in, 56478. Over.
That the plane that just took off, operator. I'm trying to raise him. So who are you? What are you doing in this tower?
Metropolitan Police. Barkley, Lieutenant, Homicide. We want the two passengers in that plane.
I heard one of them threaten the pilot, sir. With a gun, it seemed. He isn't answering anymore.
Now, they've got a gun on him, all right. And what's the range of that type plane?
About 400 miles, Lieutenant.
Area map?
On the wall over there, sir.
Yeah, good. Your radio reach that far?
Yes, sir. We have one wave band.
Then get busy. Call them in. Give my name and authority. Tell them to have their local police stand by to pick up two killers when that plane comes down. Here's the list. San Francisco, Las Vegas, Reno, Phoenix, Williams, Sacramento, Carson City, Fresno, Stockton, Oakland. That's a starter. Now get going. Wherever those lads come down, they'll have a fine reception committee all ready for them.
Look, they'll think it awfully funny when we land without clearance from the tower.
Not so that. We'll tell them an emergency landing. Radio and jet fuel.
They'll check it. They'll know better.
Never mind that now. Your job is to get us down.
Yeah, get us down. Easy. One piece. I thought the big planes were rough.
David, they should take a piece.
Before. Who knows we're coming into Frisco?
Maybe nobody, maybe everybody. Who knows?
You only let me keep the radio on. It's been all right.
Shut up, you. Fly the plane.
Yes, sir. We're practically landed now.
I don't care who's there. As long as we're on the ground. Did it have to be Frisco, Marty? Couldn't it have been closer?
I picked Frisco because it's so big. They figure we headed for a tank town someplace.
Okay, fella. We're down. You're on the ground. And you're on your own, but don't ask me to do it.
I'm asking you for nothing, see?
Marty, you killed him too?
I just clumped him. He'll come too after a while. Here we go, Shiv.
All right. Searchlight.
Come on, them lights. Cop.
Yeah, cops, all right.
Come out of that plane, both of you. San Francisco police.
Come on, take us, Flatfoot.
You can't get away. You're covered. Are you coming out?
No use, Marty. It's no use. They're all around. Them lights were sitting ducks.
Hey, don't take me. Go on. Go ahead if you want to.
I ain't no hero, Marty. I'm going.
I'll shoot him. Marty.
Give up and sing, will you? Well, not on me. Nobody rats on me.
Oh, lights. Are you coming out? We saw you give it to your pal. We can get you without touching the pilot. Are you coming out?
Me? Come out? Are you coming in?
What am I with time? Come in, Nick.
Crime does not pay. Jack LaRue, who was starred as Marty White in Don't Write, Telephone, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Jack LaRue.
The story you've just heard details some of the methods of operation of organized crime. Of course, in the end, the criminals were caught, as they always are. But think a moment of the police organization tied up in the fight against these men, of the good tax money, yours and mine, which is spent in this fight every day. If this type of criminal found no easygoing citizens to feast, no complacent communities within which to flourish, that money would go to improving our lives rather than to the fight against crime. What this all adds up to is this, that not only for the criminal, but for every citizen such as you and me, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. LaRue. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. ¶¶